Hello and good afternoon. Welcome to this Tuesday Technology Show. Each week we take a look at some of the news headlines and we also bring you news, gadget reviews, interactive discussions, and hopefully we'll keep you up to date with all things wired or not in your life. Well, I'd like to welcome my regular co-host, Rama Chakaki, co-founder and CEO of Barakah Ventures, a Dubai-based organisation that fosters the development of sustainable businesses in the Middle East. She's also head of marketing and sales at Zeedna. Rama, welcome.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to see
How are you this week?
Very well, thank
All
you.
All wired up and...
Absolutely excited about it. So we're on Unwired FM on Twitter if they reach us.
Yes, I always keep forgetting to tell everyone that if you want to reach us, it's hashtag Unwired. Is
FM.
That right? FM. Yes,
That's
thank
right.
you. Hashtag Unwired FM. Tweet us. Maybe Rama will send some tweets during the show as well. Thanks for being here. And Rama's got loads of stories set for you today as well. Let's also say hello and welcome to Alexander McNabb of Spot On PR. He is a self-described geek. He's about to fall off his chair. And he's a writer and an all-round great communications guy and an author.
I didn't say great communications guy in my self-description. Okay.
I added that. And I subtracted something.
Yes, you did.
Is that
Thank you very much. Yes, marvellous.
Right. Okay. let's take a look at some of the stories that have been chosen this week. Rama, you've been delving and diving and looking around and finding some great stories for us. What are they?
Well, starting on local news first, regional news, we've got Sequence, which is a startup incubator, accelerator, in Lebanon, is taking applications for its 2012 Sequence Accelerator Program. So those interested in starting tech ventures are encouraged to apply. You can go to the Sequence website for more information on the accelerator program. They have up to $100,000 in startup funding, and it looks like it's great fun. We saw them at ArabNet, and one of the companies that they had that had run through their program and the cinemas, and they seem that they've loved it. And so I encourage everyone to apply. The deadline is tomorrow. After tomorrow. In 2 days.
Yep.
So you still have 2 days for that.
And how do they help? I mean, what would they do? Is sort of a
so they give the entrepreneur a stipend. They do a lot of handholding. They do a lot of marketing. They also help them with technology because the five organizers are a few of them are tech geeks themselves, so they can definitely help with development.
Headed up by Uber geek Sam Akram.
Exactly, he's a great guy. So it's definitely help all the way around. They're very well connected.
Fantastic.
And very energetic.
And it's a competition, so I'm obviously well only. How many? Do you know how many?
You know, I'm not sure how many they end up taking,
yeah.
But all the details on the competition are online.
Fantastic. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
And Alexander, what's your top story?
My biggie has got to be the story of the day, the TRA and its campaign, My Identity, My Mobile. They announced actually on the 18th this campaign. I don't think people quite understood what the campaign would mean.
To be honest, until you showed it to me today, which was buried somewhere in the Gulf News, I hadn't even heard of it.
Yeah, well, Anousheh Cherial of Gulf News ran a story today which sort of clarifies the position and puts it into context, which is driven out of an announcement that Etisalat made. I've thought rather an amusing announcement that they're almost ready for this.
Okay.
So they didn't announce they're ready, they announced they're almost ready.
It's a pre-announcement thing.
Yes, a pre-announcement of the pre-situation with its preconditions.
What did I get? I got an invitation to a pre-iftar. Already. In fact, that was about a month ago.
That's pretty cheeky. Etisalat made the announcement they're almost ready for this. And what this is the fact that every one of us, man, woman and child, is going to have to re-register our mobile phones.
Okay.
And that means we're going to have to go back to our operators, fill in an application form with our national ID or a copy of a passport with a valid resident visa in it in order to re-register your SIM, your mobile phone chip. If you do not do this at some stage in the future, as yet unspecified, the line will be cancelled.
Why is that? Is it just to get all their documents in order and refresh, or is there any reason behind it?
It is presumably because the databases aren't as clean as they'd like them to be, that the SIMs have gone out there without any control over who has the SIM, people have been lending each other SIMs, so people are using other SIMs, and the SIM is linked to your responsibility for usage of the service. So it seems that TRA is tightening up on that.
How many SIMs can you have?
Well, you can have as many as you want. I mean, there are 12.36 million SIMs in the UAE today. Yeah. There's 150% mobile penetration. That means we've all, on average, got 1.5 mobiles. So
I've just got the one.
You just got the one. But a lot of people, it's very easy to get a pay-as-you-go SIM. For instance, you know, you drop by the airport, you get a pay-as-you-go SIM for your visitors, for instance. Now, that SIM is no longer possibly a valid SIM on the network. It's not being used, but the operator will keep it live for all time unless they have some sort of cut-off date. So all these issues around, you know, which SIMs have been issued, when they were issued, who owns them, who's actually using them, SIMs that have been stolen perhaps that are in use. And so it's an attempt to tighten this up, as far as I can see, tighten this up and bring it back into a regulated framework.
So basically the ones that aren't registered, as you said, will then
to exist. Now, given that it's taken us 5 years to introduce and issue the national ID cards to the population, how clean is this process going to be? How easy is it going to be? How are people going to respond to it? And how many people are going to find themselves suddenly cut off because they haven't acted in time?
And how do we do it? Do we have to go to a Etisalat office, or can we do it online?
Etisalat's announcement was they have 100 registration points, which will go into action from July the 17th. So that's just around about the start of Ramadan.
Okay.
So those points around the country will allow you to go in and re-register your mobile. Do hasn't yet said what it will do, although in the original announcement last week, Osman Sultan did say that Do shops will be available for a re-registration.
Okay.
But you can only start to see, you know, if you remember the queues at the registration centres and so on.
Oh, yes.
The queues this is going to cause, the upset it's going to cause, you know, all the guys in the labour camps going down there, people finding that the SIM they've got is actually their husband's or wife's, or their cousin lent it to them. I'm not sure what the situation there is if the SIM isn't in your original name and you go with a new ID. That hasn't been clarified yet. You can only look forward to the clarifications and the re-clarifications and so on. So,
and do you think there's going to be
a biggie?
Do you think there's going to be some kind of a fee?
It's quite possible, isn't it? No fee has been announced yet, but then do you have to go to a typing centre for your application form? we don't know. We don't know the detail. And the devil is in the detail.
So we don't know the cut-off date either?
We certainly don't know. We don't know the cut-off date, and we don't have any idea of any vision for what kind of timescale. Nobody said a year or 5 years or 10 years or 6 months. Nobody said that. The one thing I will say, which I said in my grumpy blog today, was that one thing I know that the telcos here are really good at is cutting you off.
Right. So bear that in mind.
So I suggest people take it seriously. I mean, you know, don't put this one off like you did with the national ID.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? And it's kind of in the sort of nature of that, because it has taken a while to be implemented. And many people I know, they paid all this money, and then they actually there's no, you can't use them anymore because they've run out. They've expired, basically.
Yeah.
You have to go through it all again.
But this one, remember, it's your mobile. It might wrench the mobile out of your life. Lose your mobile for a day. I mean, do a radio show without your mobile going off halfway through.
It's inconceivable
to us today. These things are attached to us. So having your mobile cut off is quite a biggie for us all.
Yeah.
So we're actually asking the entire nation to re-register 12.36 million mobiles. I can't understand why it hasn't been a bigger story.
Well, maybe you've just plummeted or skyrocketed into being a big story. We have, in fact, actually been trying to get hold of someone from the TRA. We're still going to try during the break. We've got a couple of numbers, and I believe the news team is on it as well. So hopefully we will do our best to give you some more information on this very story. As Alexander did mention, though, it is in the Gulf News today. I'm not sure if it's on the online, but it's certainly in the print version.
I couldn't find it online. I tried to find to link to it from the
online.
Blog. No, so it's there in the print version. If you can get the Berliner edition of Gulf News in its plastic bag, you'll find the story in there.
Thank you very much, Alexander. Well, I had a couple of stories. There was a bit on anti-piracy. There was a bit on Facebook. There was also one about tips to trace your lost handset. I don't know if you saw this or not. And it was quite interesting. They had it's a pre-installed innovative application, apparently, that can help to track and recover stolen smartphones.
Oh, nice.
I thought that was quite a good idea. If I kind of just quote from the article, it says, losing your smartphone won't just cost you the price of a new mobile. If you're using it for mobile banking on payments or to keep personal contacts, emails, etc., then you've lost your sense of personal security, which is obviously very true.
Yeah.
Everything's on there, isn't it? So there is a way. This, in fact, was, Tarek Zaki, who is the product marketing manager for Nokia Middle East, in fact, was saying that it's all about feeling secure, and with mobile phones becoming more like computers every day, they contain valuable data, and having it stolen doesn't necessarily mean it's gone forever. So there's this new, as I said, innovative application that I believe that you can download onto your phone, and it enables you to it's a free application designed to help find your smartphone and keep the information on it secure. And it allows you to back up your contacts, your text messages, calendar, bookmarks wisely. And it's done automatically as often as you choose. Great. This is with BlackBerry. If I can just maybe go through, I think it's BlackBerry. The free option is Apple, BlackBerry, there's Android, Symbian, Windows, etc. And it tells you how to do it. Have you got one of those?
Good. No, I haven't actually, no.
No.
A secure my mobile thing, no. But then I've got the Android, so pretty much all the data is held in the cloud anyway.
Right, so... But it would be very annoying. I mean, notes and things like that, especially on the iPhone. I've got lots of things that I've written in the notes bit. Okay, I should probably back it up more frequently than I do, and that would assist in not losing the information. Actually, that's the point. Does anyone know? You know the notes section on the mobile? Does that translate onto...
You can back
Word,
it up.
You can.
Oh, translate onto Word. Yeah, I mean, it you does. Can open it, but I mean, you could definitely back it up as well.
Right, okay. No, because someone was saying they had a smartphone, I can't remember which one it was, and you can actually write on it, but unfortunately you can't back it up. It doesn't translate the
written... Could that be the Samsung Note?
Samsung, that's the one it is.
Probably, yeah.
Which is great. I mean, it's a great little gadget. It's a nice little thing, but... It's the fact that it's only in that form. You can't actually, as I said, make it into an email, you know, all those things. You have to actually physically, literally transcribe it yourself.
This does rather remind me of the lovely story about NASA, who spent hundreds of millions of dollars developing a pen that could write in space, and the Russians used a pencil. You know, if you want to keep a note that's actually a note, use a piece of paper and a pen.
That's cute.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got loads more stories to come on the programme. And also a reminder, or sort of mention actually, that in the second hour of the programme, just after 1 o'clock, our talking point this week is going to be about the upcoming Social Media Day, which looks fantastic. It's on the 30th. And it's various different things are involved in it. I mean, it's raising awareness. You can go down. It's for everyone. It's free. It's all about sociable media. And is it being organised by Mashable again?
It is. The Mashable Social Media Day is part of a global thing that Mashable does. And it's being organised locally by the Wild Peter Boys and by Meta Array. Yep. So they're all coming in. So that should be quite sociable.
I hope so. Should be. No one's going to be on their gadgets the whole time. What's the point of it, though?
Really is just to promulgate that whole idea of community that the social media has been so good at doing. So we've got things like giving forward initiatives, and it's just about people meeting people, helping each other out, giving each other ideas, generally getting together with a sense of community, which is of course what social is so good at driving, and has actually, to my personal mind, transformed Dubai and its social landscape. You know, people are socialising with much wider groups and networks, much more variety of things happening, and people aware of things because of these social media platforms.
So people are actually going to speak to each other?
Yeah, going to actually talk to each other.
Face to face.
Yeah.
We'll have more details about that coming up in the second hour of the programme. If you're interested, it is the next UAE Social Media Day.